This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And no, this is not the Howdy Doody show, for those of you who remember Howdy Doody. Nope, we don't have Howdy Doody here. The puppet is at home. It is 7 after the hour, and it is Wednesday, and it is July the 8th, and it is 2020. You can count on that. You have any idea how thoroughly, utterly, and completely things are organized here? This is a well-oiled machine known as the DJV show, with Jennifer Horn, who's all oiled up, and Victoria Keelan as well. All right, ready to go. We're all in this together. I guess I am oiled up. I'm expecting great things from everybody today because I want us to stand out. I don't want us to sound like the stale. You know, there's nothing worse. As I listened around yesterday to the radio, there's a new station in town called Fresh, and it's anything but fresh. And then you look around, there's Jack playing whatever you want. Huh? No, they don't play whatever you want. They played whatever I want. It would all be music from the 50s and 60s. there's none of that on the radio.
You should write a letter and complain.
Yes, I probably should. You're right. I'm going to start a radio revolution. It's called the DJV program. Two women on the air with me who have different points of view when it comes to politics, but they love life. They are lovable. They're moderately crazy, somewhat confused. But it's great. We are to present our playbook for today, and it includes an overview of Mary Kay Letourneau. All right, Jennifer, the floor is yours. The stage is yours. I do remember her. Anybody? Shall we ask the audience who remembers Mary Kay Letourneau? All those, please raise your hand. Yeah, a number of people out there. Well, they may not remember. They may remember the name, but they don't remember why they remember her name.
Exactly. Mary Kay Letourneau was the woman who married, her former sixth grade student after she was convicted for raping him. She has died at 58 years old, pretty young. Her lawyer told multiple news outlets yesterday that she died of cancer. He told CNN that she passed surrounded by her family, including the former student and ex-husband, who gave her 24-hour care the last month of her life. Letourneau was a married mother of four, having difficulties with her marriage in 1996 when the guy Vili Fulau was a 12-year-old in her class at Shorewood Elementary. In the Seattle suburbs, and apparently they fell in love, and that was her new relationship.
He was 12.
In 1996, police discovered them in a minivan parked at the Des Moines Marina. At that point, Letourneau was 34. She told officers that the boy was 18, and that raised suspicions that something sexual was going on. But back at the police station, the boy and Letourneau denied there had been any touching. Instead, they said that Letourneau had been babysitting him and took him from her home after she and her husband had a fight. Now, about 2 months after that Marina incident, Letourneau became pregnant with their first daughter. Such a bizarre story. Their second child was conceived in 1998 after Letourneau had pleaded guilty to child rape and received a 7.5-year prison term, which was suspended on the condition that she could have no contact with the kid. Letourneau and Fulau did not follow that order. They got married back in 2005 in Woodinville, Washington, after she served her time in prison. They
How old was he when they got married?
It would have been, that would have been 2005, and before, so he would have been, 22.
I remember seeing them interviewed together on, 2020 or something, and it was just so weird.
They said their relationship was one love. They even wrote a book together. The book was called Only One Crime, Love. Their story was also the subject of a USA movie, which was called All American Girl. court records show that the kid, who's now not a kid anymore, but we'll call him that, asked the court for a legal separation from Mary Kay Letourneau on May of 2017, but he, I guess, was part of her care before she passed away, but he has custody of all of their kids. Pretty unusual story. And to say the least, it was surprising yesterday, I think, for me, because, you know, you just kind of go about your day, and all of a sudden you start to get updates on your cell phone, and I went, Mary Kay Letourneau, whoa, wait a second, because that name is very familiar, obviously, mm-hmm. and you have to stop for a second and then go, what was this story all about again? And then you start digging around, and it just reminds you how strange the circumstances really were, but she's now dead, pretty young age of 58, because cancer.
And he's, how old is he, 30-something?
Let's see, if he was 95, so he would be 35?
Okay. I'm just trying to remember all the names of all the other teachers who basically have done the same thing, have been caught over the years. She may have been the first one, but since then, how many times have we talked about, and it is not, I don't remember any male teachers in the same circumstance with female teachers. It always, in my recollection anyway, has been female teachers who somehow or other catch the eye of their students, mostly younger high school students.
I think there have been some younger male, I don't know. I think the famous cases are the ones with the women, but yeah. I mean, we hear these stories all the time about the kind of young, cute teacher who kind of preys on the young, cute high school girl.
Right.
Yeah,
it's not, how is that different from, how is it different, in a manner of speaking, from what Epstein's girlfriend did? Is there a comparison somewhere in there? I'm asking the question. I don't have a conclusion.
With Ghislaine Maxwell, she was bringing people into like a sex trafficking web.
And paying them.
Far greater.
Well,
this was
a
woman who, this was a woman who was obviously, I mean, she, in some way, they had a loving relationship. I mean, is it something that was thought out or was chosen in the right way? Probably not. But I think with Maxwell, she was definitely, this was more of like criminal intent with what was going on with Epstein and Maxwell. It was really much bigger.
It's a crime for anybody who's older to engage in activity with somebody who's underage, isn't it? Isn't that, generally speaking, a crime?
I don't know. I think they were perpetrating it in such a much larger way, and it was like a web, where to me, Mary Kay Letourneau, and I don't know, I mean, who knows, and this is not a defense, by the way, I think it's gross, but it seems more organic, where maybe she was she was a damaged individual herself, and then took interest in it
so
as a 12-year-old.
Okay, let's talk about I'm going to weave something into this conversation that we've sort of danced around in the last 3 or 4 weeks since the whole business of Black Lives Matter started, and the focus on the police and who gets to be a police person. Is there a psychological component? In most departments, there is not. And could we say, I'm an advocate of reorganizing public education, as well as I'm not for defunding anything or anybody. I'm for reorganizing, because it's much more thoughtful. It takes more, the thinking through of what you want to do, not just sort of a gut reaction or some, like these stupid things that have happened in some of the cities, defund the police. What kind of a nutbird would support that? But there are a lot of things the police do that they are not qualified to do, and I think teachers the same. And so, but part of the qualification for being a policeman and a policewoman or a teacher, it seems to me, ought to be a thorough psychological exam so that you know who you're hiring. And those are not done easily. Well, I suppose they can be if you have somebody in the system, somebody in the department. There should be in each school system or in each city. In the human resources department, there's always an HR department in every city and town, and every business as well. But when it comes to you and I paying the bill, I want the people who are doing those things, whether it be teaching youngsters or whether it be policing the streets of the city, taking care of folks. I want them to be psychologically handy. And I dare say if you were to psychologically test out any of the police who have done some of these ridiculous, awful things, they would come out as pretty much with a zero on a psych evaluation. And a lot of the teachers, Mary Kay Letourneau, a good psych exam on her would have shown up the fact that she's disturbed. And so why would you give those people a job working with your children? Or why would you expect the police person that you've hired to do a good job, a fair, even-handed job, with some of the sensitive things they have to deal with if they're psychologically corrupted? For whatever the reason, I'm not about blame. A lot of people have psychological issues and problems. And many of them...
I don't mean this to sound mean, because I love teachers and my mom's a teacher. But if you did psych evals on teachers, I bet you'd lose half of them.
Well, so...
Really?
So
they're
be
all...
it.
Don't come on. Think through... I'm not trying to be
mean.
Think through my point.
Excuse me? Okay. You want to go a step further with that?
No, but
I think I
like run back through your list of teachers, and I was like, it's about a 50-50 pass.
Well,
I had a few wonky ones in grammar school. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well.
But I mean, nothing that you would be. Anyone would feel endangered around them, but yeah.
Well, psychologically, and people used to. When I was a kid, there were no men teaching in elementary school, and I remember when I was a teacher in the 60s and 70s. There were men who were beginning to teach in the elementary level, and there were questions about their sexuality, about their maturity, things like that, just because people who were judging them were immature themselves. Oh, my God, a guy teaching first grade? What's the story with him? Why should there be a story with him? I mean, there's a balance here.
Yeah, back then people thought male nurses were something was wrong with male
absolutely.
Nurses,
absolutely, they
too.
Were queer. They were they were gay, they were nuts, they were, yeah, all that stuff. And so we have matured, we're in a better place, but I still think and maintain, and I don't hear any arguments against, that police should have a thorough, candidates for working in the police, thorough psychological exam, and the same, maybe even for military.
Military does go through a psych evaluation. They do that already. And in most major police forces, I don't know about smaller ones, but in big cities, you're getting a psych eval on cops as well. The teachers is where you have an uphill battle. I don't think the union would allow it.
Well,
and I kind of say it in jest about,
the union,
you know, silly teachers.
It's time for us to really look thoroughly at what we're paying for and make sure that we're getting what we want because we're paying the bill. I don't see that happening. I'm not getting what I want in my community. If I got my tax bill the other day, city council cut the budget by $20 million, and the mayor and her henchmen, they still increased taxes by 2.5%, even though the taxes were supposed to be even or even go down. So, you know, I'm not satisfied with that. You can say, well, let's do something about it at the election booth. Well, this woman who ran for mayor wasn't qualified to begin with, and so, but she got there on a popular vote because she was well sold. So,
what kind of taxes can she raise as a mayor?
They can. We have what they call Prop 2.5 in Massachusetts. You can raise the taxes 2.5% every year without really.
What kind of taxes, though?
Real estate taxes.
Okay.
Yeah. There's that. Yep. All right. Let's see what we can do about helping you lose your weight, that extra gain. The gain. Now we need to get rid of it without pain. You lose the gain and don't have pain. How about that for a new slogan for Calitrin? Why should you choose Calitrin as the healthiest weight loss product around? Maybe that's the answer. It is the healthiest weight loss program that there is, certified by the FDA. It's been tested for quality and purity by all kinds of different parties. It's a supplement for men, women, everybody in the family. Lose weight naturally and keep it off. It's so safe, you can use it no matter what other medications you're taking. It's gluten-free, too. That's why I like it. So healthy weight loss. Let's work on it together. My suggestion is you go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, no shipping charge, and the BOGO offer for buying three and getting three free. That's at toploss.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I do a weekly program called The American Family Farmer, and we use Luke Bryan and his focus on farming, his music, to introduce various segments of the program. Now, here he is, after a lot of good success on television, that sort of thing, he's got a new song, number one, as a matter of fact. It's called One Margarita, and we were listening to it. You want to crank it up? Let's see how we like this.
Blue sky, shades on the ice, I took the bloodshot away. Hair of the dog shouldn't take long, but who cares what got all day? Palm trees are leaning, sunburns.
Apparently, this has been around for 15 weeks, and that's number one on country radio around the country, the speediest race to the top of the country airplay chart so far this year. Meanwhile, this song, One Margarita, is Luke's third chart-topping single from the new album coming up, Born Here, Live Here, Die Here. It's going to be opening up, next month. One Margarita follows Knockin' Boots and What She Wants Tonight. Those songs have been on the charts as well. Overall, this Luke's 23rd number one single. That's quite an accomplishment, actually, for any musical genre. He says, quote, "When I first heard One Margarita, I really thought it was the perfect summer song. It has all the elements of a catchy, fun, easygoing, easy sing-along. During these times, it's a song that people can dance to, let go to. It's been fun watching my fans react on socials. It's going to be even more fun when I get to see them react at a live show." As reported earlier, Brian's going to launch his Proud to Be Right Here tour, named for a track on the album that's coming up as well. He's going to start at May 30th next year in Youngstown, Ohio. So that's the update on Luke Bryan, for those of you who are fans, would-be fans, new fans, old fans, whomever. All right, next up on the musical portion of this hour of the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug is country singer Lindsay L. Announced a new charitable foundation to benefit survivors of sexual assault and at-risk young people. The Make You movement arrives with the release of a new song called Make You. Let's listen to a little of this, shall we? From an album coming up called Heart Theory, a vulnerable piano ballad inspired by her own assault. So let's talk a little about her, because I'm not as familiar with her as I might be with some of these folks. I think we've talked about her before, but I don't know much about her background. What do you ladies know?
I had not heard about her until yesterday when I read about her sexual assault. I don't know. To say she's probably up and coming is probably the most appropriate, because I haven't heard much about her.
Mm-hmm.
We've mentioned her a lot here on the show in terms of she's been on the bill of a lot of other bigger names. So she's been she's been playing festivals for a while. She's had a lot of collaborations. So that's where I know her name from. I didn't know about this aspect of her story. I know she's from Canada originally. So, but other than that, I think Jen's right. Like, up and coming is probably the best label.
She was interviewed in People magazine, and in the story, she talks about being raped when she was 13, and then again at 21. And in this song, Make You, she addresses the range of emotions she felt after the assault and laments her loss of innocence. It's gonna make you question God and wonder if he even cares, she sings. Because it's so messed up, it's so wrong, it's just so unfair. It's a difficult thing to talk about, something that I process every day. Is it easier to write and sing about this sort of thing? I think you could make that argument, isn't it, sometimes? For these horrible...
I think people process their traumas through art.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Lady Gaga's talked about that as well. You know, using song and using art to help her process her own sexual assault issues. Yeah.
Yeah. 28 after the hour here on the Wednesday DJV program.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit purityd.com. That's purityd.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says his administration will be putting pressure on governors nationwide to reopen K-12 schools this fall, despite the continuing pandemic.
Everybody wants it. The moms want it. The dads want it. The kids want it. It's time to do it.
Speaking yesterday at the White House, the president said he doesn't want governors to keep schools closed for political reasons. And in his remarks, Vice President Mike Pence said there's no substitute for in-class learning. The United States is officially out of the World Health Organization in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. President Trump had announced in May that the U.S. would be terminating its partnership. He said the WHO had failed to make the requested and greatly needed reforms he's been calling for. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Colorado State University researchers are predicting an active hurricane season this year, the latest forecast showing 20% higher named storms this year. They predict that 9 of them will become hurricanes and 4 of them will become major hurricanes. The last time CSU had predicted this many named storms was in 2005. 5 men rescued and now safe after their boat capsized in the Long Island Sound. It was approximately 4:40 yesterday afternoon Eastern when the 911 call came in regarding an incident just off the coast of Crab Meadow Beach. 3 passengers who were wearing life vests were able to swim to a nearby beach, and officers threw a flotation device to the remaining 2 men who were not wearing life jackets. And a Florida woman is running for the kids. Karen Lubetsky ran 150 miles straight in order to raise money for the Childhood Cancer Project. It took the 49-year-old a little over 38 hours to run those 150 miles without stopping, raising over $12,000 for the organization. Lubetsky is an ultra-marathon runner, and since COVID-19 has canceled other races she was training for. And again, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now it is 34 after the hour of the Wednesday DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. You were inside the inner sanctum of your mind and the thoughts that are going on in your mind. How are they? Are they mature yet? Or can we help you get there? A lot of people are curious about the health of Justice Roberts, the chief in the Supreme Court. So, Victoria, what's going on with him?
Well, apparently he had a fall last month while he was walking, and he needed stitches in his head and had to spend the night in the hospital. And this is according to a Supreme Court spokeswoman who made the announcement yesterday. They didn't go public with this, but the Washington Post was digging around. And so once they made a formal inquiry, then the spokesperson for the Supreme Court came forward and said that the Chief Justice was treated at a local hospital on June 21st for an injury sustained to his forehead while he was walking for exercise near his home, and he tripped and fell. And the injury required sutures, and out of abundance of caution, they made sure that he spent the night in the hospital, and he was discharged the next morning. Now, Chief Justice Roberts is 65. He has a history of seizures. This was not believed to be a seizure, though. They said that that the doctors ruled out a seizure. They believe the fall was likely due to lightheadedness caused by dehydration. And so his first seizure that we knew of was back in 1993 while he was golfing. He was at that time told not to drive his car for several months. In 2007, which was 2 years after he assumed his post as Chief Justice, the court confirmed back then that he slipped off a dock at his Maine vacation home home and suffered scrapes, and that was another seizure as he went into the water. And then, doctors at the time in 1993 thought that he had epilepsy. In 2007, though, after that seizure, the doctors then ruled that the cause of the seizures was unknown. They couldn't pinpoint it to epilepsy. It seems like they have not come up with a more conclusive diagnosis to this day. So the last month, he was in Chevy Chase, Maryland, which is near his home. That's when he was walking, and a witness told the Washington Post that his head was covered in blood and that they had seen him fall, and then the ambulance came and took him away. But he's been at home resting. They've had multiple public sessions in late June, but most of the judges, as we remember the toilet flush, most of the judges have been doing, Zoom calls to hear testimony. And was that Sotomayor? Did we ever figure out who it was?
That was the rumor, is that it was Sotomayor, because she had trouble with the mute button all along, so I think she got nailed with it.
I would have thought, because
they're human. Hello.
RBG was in a hospital at the time. I thought it would have been her, but...
Well, that's what I originally thought, with the nurse like, okay, let me help you back. It goes to show you that you can be as smart as a Supreme Court justice, but when it comes to your dang phone or your computer, you still can't figure the thing out, you know?
It's true.
Problem.
All right, baseball schedules have been released. Most teams or all teams. Is everybody in on this? At least are they all of the players' union reps and...
Everybody's in. It's schedule. Supposed to start like July 20th or 21st.
To what end?
The 23rd. The Washington Nationals are going to host the Yankees, and that's on July 23rd. Then
where? Where are they playing?
The Washington Nationals are hosting, meaning it's
hosting.
At.
Oh, yeah. That's what. Well, right. There was a little. I love how you get snippy and snide with me.
I already said it. That's. I'm just repeating. They're hosting.
I know. Well, but somehow
home
there
or
was
away.
Confusion. Early on, there were discussions about playing all the games in Arizona.
I think they threw that out a little while ago.
Yeah, none of the players wanted that, because then they would have had to be away from their families.
Right.
Yeah.
And then after that, the San Francisco Giants are going to play at the Los Angeles Dodgers. And so they've released the whole schedule. But the thing is, now a bunch of teams have stopped practicing. So the Washington Nationals, they were supposed to practice on Monday, and they cut out their workouts for this whole week because, the COVID testing and spikes in cases around the D.C. area. So I don't know how good the games are going to be once they finally play. I don't know.
You have a lot of players who are opting out. One of the big hopes for the Dodgers pitching was David Price, and he said, I'm not going to play this season. I'm out. So I don't know.
Can they just do that and just don't get paid? Is that what happens?
Mm-hmm. Anybody can. And not everybody is making that decision. I think there's probably two or three players, high-profile players anyway, who made that decision. But I don't know. At this point, with 60 games, it seems stupid to have a World Series winner because it doesn't seem like a true representation of the teams.
Right.
So why not just make it fun and make it like, interleague play, basically, where,
because they're not thinking about the fans. They're thinking about themselves.
If it's tied in the ninth
inning, how much money can they make?
Get stupid overtime, forget extra innings. Just do like a home run derby. Make it like an expanded All-Star game.
Yeah. Well, and they also, I don't know why they're waiting for testing results. A lot of the teams are testing the players, but then they're still waiting for results, which are delayed. I don't know why they're not doing those rapid tests. That should have been part of the deal. Like, the Astros canceled a workout on Monday. They didn't have test results, so the players didn't feel safe.
They probably didn't have that guy beating on the trash can, so they didn't know how to play. Sorry.
Who? What? Sorry, I didn't get that at all.
Want to try that again?
I'm the bitter baseball fan. Remember the Houston Astros were involved in that cheating scandal that they got caught for last year, where they were beating on trash cans to tell their players how to hit the ball. So they would the trash can three times for a fastball. They'd be stealing signs and communicating to their players via trash can. The Boston Red Sox also did that two times. Just so you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, anyway. So the other item... from the world of sports, this is sort of an all-around thing, the Olympics and what's going to happen to them to have the Olympics next year in Tokyo. The governor there is going to work with the prime minister to tackle the situation, because the games were supposed to be held, remember, this year, this summer, but because of the spread of the virus, Olympic organizers said, no, we're not going to do this. We'll move the games till next year.
And so one wonders how that'll deal with the ballots, because it's supposed to be every 4 years. The government has, over in Tokyo, reported 102 new cases of the virus on Monday, a fifth day in a row. They've recorded more than 100 new cases. I don't remember hearing much from Japan as to deaths over there. People have gotten it and they recover, right? Do we know anything about there? That's one of the places that there's been a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff from Europe. And
I've actually heard a lot of glowing stuff out of Japan, that they actually handled it in kind of the best way.
I think they locked down pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, the Olympics, who's even thinking about them? How many people, it's been a while since we talked about it, but they would be, the Olympics would be going on now, right? If, in fact, we had not had this disaster with the Wuhan virus, whatever you want to call it. It is, if we didn't have this, and one wonders...
Would it have been this year?
Yeah, it was right now.
Summer Olympics, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, right, yep. So it's more of that, more virus, and more virus. I guess, Jennifer, the RNC, Republican National Convention, is going to test its attendees for the virus every time they go into the hall. They move this, right, to Jacksonville?
It's going to be like a two-part, kind of a two-part thing. So it was supposed to be in Charlotte, North Carolina only. But then the governor there said it wouldn't give him, it seemed to be like a little bit of politics. They wouldn't let him have the big gathering space. So, yeah, so Charlotte went through, or so they'll do their like early meetings in Charlotte where they actually do the administrative stuff at the convention, because, you know, they actually work every once in a while at the convention. So they'll do that part in Charlotte, and then they go to Jacksonville, and that's where President Trump will accept the nomination. And so, but they've been pretty consistent all the way through that they were going to do temperature checks, they were going to do masks. And Jacksonville's mayor said, we want the business, but we also want to follow, you know, want to make sure everybody's safe. So I think they've given them some pretty strict guidelines as well that they have to follow.
Well, are they going to follow it? Because a lot of people who are faithful don't like masks, and they don't like the whole business of distancing. And then there are some senators who say, I'm not going. Grassley isn't going, and Lamar Alexander.
He's 1,000 years old, give or take a day. So I think he should. This is the Republican. Look, if you are a good conservative, you carry the card. You believe in personal responsibility, and you don't you don't throw stones at people who make the decision that if for their own health or the health of their family they're not going to go. I mean, I'm glad if Grassley.
I'm not throwing
that
stones.
That,
I'm just.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying you are, but if Grassley is like, if he thinks that this is the right thing for him to do, then he shouldn't go. It's, come on, what's smarter, going to one convention or not getting sick, saving yourself from the hassle of worrying about that. So that's fine. As far as the masks go. I've said all along, I don't care. I wear the mask to be polite. That's what I do. I don't love the mask. I don't want a national mandate for a mask, because I don't think that's constitutional as to who we are. But I feel weird about that.
The intelligent thing to do.
I think other than a handful of people on social media who say, I'm not wearing the mask, I think most Republicans, and by the way, the Trump administration has totally moved intact on talking about wearing the mask so that we can get the economy going. If you want the economy to go, I think people have to realize, whether you think it's effective or not, the mask has got to be a part of it.
Well, Florida seems to be a hot spot of new cases. Whether they're severe cases or not remain to be seen, but they must not be worried about it too much, because the schools there are going to open up as normal in the fall, one way or another. You can require youngsters to wear masks, that sort of thing. And maybe each school ought to have a... We used to have nurses. I don't know. Do schools still have nurses or some sort of health practitioner on staff?
I think that's... Don't anymore.
Yeah.
Well, they ought to.
The budget, yeah.
Under this circumstance. Well, and the mayor of Atlanta and her husband have corona. And they didn't have any symptoms, apparently.
No, she didn't even know where she got it.
Yeah. They get tested because the husband was sleeping more than usual.
Get off the swab.
Right. There's a cost to that. Today is National Ice Cream Sunday Day. Ice Cream Sundays. Ice cream desserts. We're going to have a special on them. If you're around this weekend, come to Easley Farm, Framingham, Massachusetts. The ice cream bus is going to have a special on Sundays, half price for all Sundays, in recognition of National Ice Cream Sunday Week. And the day, classic ice cream sundae, vanilla ice cream topped with some sort of sauce or syrup, chocolate, strawberry syrup, whipped cream, cherries. A few stories as to how the ice cream sundae got started. One person said they got started in Two Rivers, Wisconsin, back in 1881, where the soda jerk at George Hollander's ice cream place. Ed Berner was the soda jerk, and George Hollander was the one who wanted an ice cream dish that was different. They called them soda jerks back in the days when there was when the drugstore
Secret Chrome. I'm
aging myself that much.
I heard of it. I mean, I've never known a soda jerk, but.
No. But you've known some jerks, but they just weren't soda jerks.
Have I ever?
Anyway, there's George Giffey, who owned a fountain. You know, their drugstores used to have fountains in them. You go in while their drugs were being made. You'd order ice cream or a drink, root beer, that kind of stuff. That was part of the whole. That was where people would go to kind of visit. It was like the local pub, in a sense. The soda jerk George Giffey in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, only served it on Sundays, hence the name that it got. Another story says that in Evanston, Illinois, in the 1890s, moralists were speaking out against drinking soda water on the Sabbath. In response...
What was in soda water that was so bad?
Nothing.
Don't ask.
Yeah. Confectioners decided to create sundaes, which had ice cream and a bunch of flavored syrups instead of the soda water. In order to remove any connection to the Sabbath, sundaes eventually became known as Sundays, S-U-N-D-A-E-S. But originally it was spelled the same way as the day of the week. Other cities claiming to be the originator of the ice cream sundae: Ann Arbor, Michigan; Ithaca, New York; Norfolk, Virginia; and our nation's capital. No matter where they were created, they have become wildly popular, and there are some places that serve them in dishes that look like tulips. Ever had one of those? Tulip dish filled with ice cream?
I own a couple of those.
Dishes, yeah.
Yeah, they're cool.
My grandmother had them, and they're so pretty. Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. All right, TV news. Christopher Maloney, I don't know how many times this same story is going to appear. Yep, he's coming back as Elliot Stabler. Yep, he's going to be in Law and Order.
About it.
This is a new interview
he gave with the New York Post yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
because he hadn't talked about coming back yet and how it happened. He said he got a call out of the blue from Dick Wolf. He was totally shocked. And that Dick Wolf said, "Hey, I've got an idea." And Christopher Maloney said, "Well, I've been doing other projects, but this kind of sounds really interesting." And he said he didn't really like the way his character had been written off the show. So there's going to be more backstory. And he said there are going to be multiple crossover episodes with, what's her name, Mariska Hargitay.
Yeah, well, they're great. They maintained a great friendship,
yeah,
personally. Matter of fact, I had a dream about him last night, and I don't know why. He used to live next door to me.
I know why. I used to live next door to him
in Santa Monica. He was a good man crush. He had a wonderful daughter. He used to come over and visit with the Charlotte. They were the porch. They could see back and forth on the porch. And he was just, you know, if I'd come home at night, he'd be sitting on the porch reading his lines. And we'd talk about, you know, the show character. He's a very interesting guy. Good actor. All right, tonight, Jen, what's up?
All right, I'm going to give you a couple you're going to really like. Are you ready? Jay Leno's garage has the car from guess what?
What?
The car from the Rockford Files on CNBC tonight, which is fun. Turner Classic Movies, by the way, feel good classics all day long. Comedies from Classic Movies at 8 o'clock Eastern.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants, designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. Time for Tech Talk, technology news, and how it impacts you. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen with the first story, a focus on TikTok. Maybe we have an ancillary story talking about some of the other tech things that are going to hopefully be dumped. What do you say, Victoria?
Yeah, well, the U.S. is considering a ban on Chinese social media apps, and TikTok is the biggest one. So Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is going after them. He was on Fox News, and he said, we're taking this very seriously. We're taking a look at it. With respect to Chinese apps on people's cell phones, the United States will get this one. He said basically we're going to try to make sure that if there's something behind this, then we're going to get it banned. TikTok is a hugely popular app right now. It's especially
come out of nowhere,
kids.
Too, isn't it? Kind of. Yeah.
It's been around for a while, but just recently during quarantine, the amount of content on it, because people are at home and they're bored, and so the amount of content on it and the amount of celebrities who have joined has gone through the roof. So I don't know how they're going to really shut the whole thing down.
They're trying to whitewash it by suggesting that it's run by an American and has an American CEO. So what?
Well, that's what their statement is. They said it's led by an American CEO with hundreds of employees and key leaders across safety, security, product, and public policy are all based in the U.S. And they said we have no higher priority than promoting a safe and secure app experience. We have never provided user data to the Chinese government, nor would we if we were asked. So that's what they claim. But Mike Pompeo says no one should use TikTok unless you want the Chinese government having your information. Like I said, the scariest thing about this is that this is an app that all young kids are using. So if you don't know, if you don't have young kids or if you have grandkids, ask them, and they are all on TikTok. So I don't know how they're going to really eliminate it unless there is some way that the U.S. government and I don't think they even have jurisdiction. So I'm not sure how they're going to do this. But India, the country of India, banned TikTok as well because they said that they felt that the Chinese connection was a little too strong for their comfort, and they felt that the Chinese government was spying on their users. And so, and once again, TikTok went after them, saying that this was, you know, was ridiculous, that they've complied with all of their the data and privacy security requirements under Indian law. Well, look, they have a right to defend themselves, but, you know, I don't know. I have
TikTok.
Chinese
involvement in our lives is indefensible for me at this point in time. I want to eliminate all connections to Chinese business because it's all controlled. It's a communist country. They control the businesses. What's going on in Hong Kong that's related to this as far as U.S. technology is concerned? I know it doesn't have anything to do specifically with TikTok, but...
well, nothing is new. I mean, just the, you know, the same story that we've told, that Facebook, Google, and Twitter are they're not sending any data to they're not complying with data requests from any Hong Kong authorities, and it's all basically just because of this new security law that China has imposed on the people of Hong Kong. So it's kind of punishing the people of Hong Kong more than anything else. I'm not really sure it's the right way to go, but. You know, who knows where this will all end up. But right. I don't see TikTok getting removed from anyone's phones anytime soon, though.
Yep. All right. The smell of space is our focus now.
The Geek Out.
This is an odd one, but here we go. If you've ever wanted to smell like space, your chance is here. Chemist Steve Pierce was hired by NASA back in 2008 to gather information from notes and interviews with astronauts where they described what space smells like. And now the results of his work could become available in the form of a cologne called Eau de Space. So what does space smell like? Well, something about gunpowder, smoke, or seared meat is a common thread, but hot metal, rum, and raspberries are also found in the different replies from those who would know. Eau de Space is currently part of a Kickstarter to gauge interest, and if you'd like to smell like space, we've tweeted the link at The Geek Out.
Power your passions during Dell's Cyber Savings event with up to $400 off stunning tech like XPS laptops and Alienware systems, redefining what's possible with 10th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, next up, Amazon Prime Video introducing something new.
Yep, they're rolling out user profiles for family members and friends who share your Prime account. And this will be very similar to Netflix. When you sign on to Netflix, it asks, you know, which user you are, so you have your own profile. This will also give you 5 additional profiles will be allowed for every primary account. And you can have regular accounts, kids accounts that have some content that's restricted. You can choose how much time, you know, your kids can be on it. And this is really more essentially for keeping kids away from stuff they shouldn't see. So this is rolling out across the country at different times, but it's starting right now.
All right, got it. Thanks for the update, Victoria. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.